now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
It's time for Check of Sports. And Aiden Gare, a sophomore sharpshooter for the MSU West Plains Grizzly basketball team, received honorable mention All-American recognition from the NJCAA. Officials released their Division I All-American list earlier this week. Gare, a 6 foot 6 inch guard from Williamsport, Pennsylvania, started 26 games for the Grizzlies this past season. He led the team in scoring, averaging 15.4 points per game, while shooting 43% from the 3-point range. He scored a career-high 34 points and made 10 of 14 threes against number 7 Moberly Area Community College on February 8th inside the West Plains Civic Center. Gare was 7th in the nation in 3 points made among the NJCAA Division I players with 94. Gare will graduate from MSU West Plains in May and will transfer to a four-year university where he plans to continue his basketball career and complete his degree. He is currently making visits to several institutions. High school baseball for today: West Plains at Camdenton, Dora at Conway, Koshkonong at Donovan, Van Buren at Ellington, Winona heads to Eminence, Norwood will go to Houston, Mountain Grove travels to Licking, Gainesville at Mansfield, and Ava will be at Seymour. It's the 8th annual Thomas F. Bagnot Masters Memorial 18-hole golf tournament this Saturday at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Bagnot Municipal Golf Course. Tee time is 11 a.m. It's a two-person 18-hole scramble, $40 per player or $80 per team. To sign up, call 417-469-1214, or there's a sign-up sheet inside the pro shop. High school softball set for today: Norwood at Conway, Seymour at Fordland, Dora at Gainesville, Dixon at Houston, Salem will be at Licking, Koshkonong at Mountain Grove, Thayer at Winona, and Mansfield will be at Willow Springs. The St. Louis Cardinals fell to the Rockies last night. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
Last night, the Cardinals were able to tie a game after the Rockies picked up two runs, but when the Cardinals made it 2-2, the Rockies came back with two of their own. The Cardinals closed the gap to one, but the Rockies were able to score three more, and then the Cardinals didn't score until the ninth inning. And in Denver, Colorado beat the Cardinals 7-4.
It was not a clean game for the Cardinals. They made a couple of errors. They didn't pitch particularly well and only managed six hits. So really, the Rockies beat them. Rockies' bottom part of their order came up with several hits, several key hits to drive in runs.
Jordan Walker was able to extend his hitting streak to 10 to open his major league career for the 20-year-old, and it was Nolan Gorman who drove in a ninth inning run. He got rewarded for a line drive that found the gap.
Really good at bat for Nolan Gorman. Not a good start for Steven Matz. That's really where it begins. When the Cardinals got some runs, he would give them back in the next inning. Cardinals need to get better with their starting pitching.
So the Cardinals find themselves 1-3 on the road trip to Milwaukee and Denver, and tonight Miles Michaelis will try to get them back in the win column. We're on the air at 6:45.
The Cardinals and the Rockies again tonight. Pregame 6:45, first pitch 7:30, and you can catch it all on KWPM News Talk Radio and KUKU 100.3. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.